Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yeah, my name is John Stahl. You charged my card without my authorization. I want you to remove me from your services.
All righty, I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one.
You charged me $59.95 for a monthly fee. I don't think so. I just got off the bat with my Visa card fraud department. They blocked you.
Did you dispute the process?
Pardon me?
Did you file a dispute with your bank?
Yes.
Okay.
They blocked your service.
One brief moment, sir. Because one brief moment. Could you provide me your zip code, please?
34113.
Alrighty, your first and last name?
John Stahl, S-T-A-H-L.
Thank you. And your billing address for security purposes, please.
7535 Moorgate Point Way, Naples, Florida.
Thank you, thank you. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the
18th.
Yes, it was the 18th of April. It was for a Pure Mini Pods and a Pure Smartwatch for
correct.
The shipping and handling charge of
$5.95. That's all it should be. Do not charge me anything else.
It was for $5.95 shipping, and the $14.95 warranty came along with it. You got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not cancel within the 14 days, then the straight sale charge of $59.95.
No, get the $59 off. I don't want to hear it.
So those charges never went through because your bank did not honor it.
Yeah, but I'm reminding you as their company, do not charge me because it's only going to get blocked again, and then they're going to go after you.
Definitely understand. Now, by disputing your process, what's going to happen is your bank or your credit card company will contact us. We will provide them those terms and conditions along with that tracking number, showing charges are legal and valid, and at that point, you become ineligible for a refund, sir. So, yes, they did block those charges. However, by disputing that process, sir, these terms and conditions
the
are
bank,
valid.
The bank
so
just told me to call you.
Right, so I can go ahead and cancel this account out for you and provide you a cancellation number. Give me one brief second, please.
Thank you.
There's nothing to refund.
I'm not looking at a refund, but you're not charging me $59.
It was within terms and conditions if you went over that.
Ma'am, I don't want to know terms and conditions. It was a survey.
The survey.
I did a survey, and then this thing pops up.
Sir.
So I think I just paid, get those two things and pay the shipping. You people are sneaky. You really are. Whoever owns your company.
Here, have one brief moment. All righty, so I do have a cancellation number available for you whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
So there's going to be C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be 4921. BB as in boy, D as in dad, A as in apple.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Alrighty, I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. Do give it 24 to 48 hours in order for you to receive an email confirming the cancellation. And you have a wonderful and positive day. Thanks for calling customer service once again. Bye-bye.